Would you or wouldn't you in the Trump White House?
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for December 2nd, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is the creator of Prickly City and your host, Scott Stantis.
Did you have to think about...
I decided to switch it around. I usually say your host and the creator. I decided to do...
I'm going to just
change it up a little.
Man,
maybe.
This is the craziest podcast ever. Thank you, Janine, and thank you everyone here at WGN Plus, and thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. I am fighting a cold. You're just getting over one.
Yep.
So if we sound Kathleen Turner-esque, that's the reason why. Very sexy and smoky.
Or just tired.
And gravelly. I'm going to go with sexy. That's what I'm going. I'm bringing the sexy back, and cartooning is what I'm doing.
Because
this week's, we started with the Sunday, which was kind of a Peanuts salute. Carmen wondering what Winslow, who is a coyote pup, wonder what he's thinking. And she figures out that he's the Snoopy on top of the doghouse. And she goes, "Why am I always Woodstock?"
I like the little Woodstock. I kind of like Carmen. That was hilarious.
Yeah. And so this week we talk about, and it's a question that was posed to me by the great liberal cartoonist Ted Rall. And I pondered it for a couple of weeks until I finally actually wrote about it. And it was, if the Trump White House, and as any of you know who've read my work or listened to this podcast certainly know that I'm no fan of Donald Trump, but if the Trump transition team contacted me to work in the White House, would I take the job? And I really would. That would be a tough one. And I think I reflect that in the comic strip.
Because you'd like to work in the White House.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be great. I love the West Wing. I can walk and talk and hold folders. I can do this. I've got those skill sets. But I just raised the question, if someone who you found so repulsive, you actually endorsed Gary Johnson, I was given that I'm, a lifelong Republican-ish guy, although I wouldn't call myself that now because the Republican Party has lost its mind and apparently some of its moral values, because all the people said, never Trump, never Trump, never Trump. And now they're all, like, scurrying to get jobs at the White House.
But it may be that they are hoping they can kind of keep him in check if they're there and can watch over him and not let him run totally amok.
His staff can't take away his Twitter account. How are they going to control him on invading wherever he's going to invade?
Love is, wanting to put some limits on free speech, but he'd be, what would he do if he didn't have all his free speech? Because he speechifies.
Yes. Well,
freely.
And there's as Orwell said, some animals are more equal than others. And so I think in his mind.
I'm rich.
Yes.
And now president.
Almost. Okay. So what kind of comments do we have?
We have comments. People are talking about whether Carmen should work or not.
Oh, great. What are they saying?
Mr. Mean said, "I bet she does not want to be groped by the groper in chief."
Ah, you know what? I didn't even bring that up. I guess I should have. Dang it. Thank you, Mr. Mean. Where are you when I'm writing this stuff? No, that's a great point.
And Darson 54 says, this is kind of cute. Sigh. "You know, Carmen, just go and get it over with. And what kind of society demands that a little preteen has to have a job anyway? Where are her parents? And where is CPS?"
Who's this again?
Darson 54.
Darson 54, he comments
regularly.
They regularly comment. That's a great comment. And I've been asked that, and I've actually often been doing the strip for almost over 11 years now, 12 years, actually. And I've never mentioned her parents, never talked about... She talked about them once or twice in that period, but very rarely. And yeah, so it's kind of... Is it weird that a little girl and a dog, a coyote, get jobs? Yeah.
Yeah. But previously, when you started it, she was just more a little kid-like. She did... You had, like, different analogies for things.
Yeah.
Soccer games and things that actual kids...
Yeah, maybe I should have stayed that way, but I just always liked the idea, especially it all happened when Kevin, the Lost Bunny of the Apocalypse, came and ran for Senate, and that's when it really kind of took that big turn where they get involved directly in the politics and stuff. So what else? Who else? What else?
Coffee Cup says, "That's right, Carmen. Go in, get chewed out for supporting Johnson, and then get kicked out. I'm going to say this wrong because I'm trying so hard to say it right. Ignominiously."
Not bad. Well played.
"Maybe you can keep a little dignity." It's one of those words like aluminum, like I want to keep going with it.
Where does it stop, Janine? Where does it stop?
It doesn't. That's it.
Yeah, she's still deciding. If you notice, I'm not sure it's mentioned in this week or not. I don't think it is. But I'll mention what I've just written about is that there is also a think tank that has reached out to them to work for the think tank, which I think might be kind of a fun middle ground. But it's still more fun to be in the middle of the action, I think.
Well, Hoggawar said, "If you work in the White House, you may be able to influence the way the president governs. If you don't, you have little to no chance.
That may be the direction this story takes, by the way. That's, you know, it's, I'm considering all points in a Hog of War. Hog of War?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that may be one way to go with it. The other way to go is that she works for the White House and Winslow works for the think tank. I mean, it can go in a lot of different directions.
Well, ZZ9Pizza said, seriously, popcorn always comes first. That's in regards to the strip you had where it was principles before popcorn.
Because she could be invited to the White House to watch movies, which apparently is a thing, and it's kind of awesome. I mean, it would be cool.
It would be cool to go.
Yes.
But still have to do it with Trump, right? So maybe it wouldn't be that cool. I bet he talks all during the film.
Yeah, you think he's I bet he is. I bet he's
a
talker.
I'm pretty sure
he sits there
tweeting the whole time.
Oh, yeah, he never turns off his damn phone. That would be your worst nightmare.
It's
like when we went to go see Avatar. There's a kid sitting next to me, nice kid, and I said, "Can you turn your phone off?" He would for about 10 minutes and start texting again. I said, "Can you turn that off, please?" And so, yeah, for a movie that lasted what, 7 or 8 hours?
Seems like it.
Yeah, I hated that film.
I didn't like it either. We were not big fans. But
no.
Let's move on. No one cares what we think about
that. No, but I'm saying that. So going to that would be similar to that experience, is that Donald Trump would be sitting in the front row. He'd be talking at the film. That's stupid. That's stupid.
He'd probably have Secret Service rough you up if you told him to shut up.
Well, and then he'd be, and then he'd have his phone on.
Well, we have a very interesting question. And actually, I had been thinking about this and kept forgetting to ask you.
Okay.
Dinky Town wants to know, when Don the Con, what he calls, becomes fearless leader, will Stantis draw him as a skunk? Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, I think it stays. I think that seemed to resonate with people. It certainly resonated with me. Yeah, I don't like the guy. He hasn't shown me anything to change my mind on this.
Well, this is sort of a whole different situation than what you've done before, because you didn't have Trump as an animal previously because you didn't think he'd be in there that long.
Right.
And then you drew him as a skunk with a Trump head just to kind of, because he's there, but you certainly didn't plan on him becoming president. But you never had an animal for Obama.
I never showed
or
him.
Or Bush.
I never, Bush, no, right. Neither one of them. Or Kerry, when he ran in 04, when the strip started. No, I prefer to not show them. But if you can, then you can have some kind of a emojicon that, you know, reflects my feelings.
Well, you had Honey Bunny because you had already introduced her previously.
Right.
Or something
else. And I just thought it seemed to flow organically that she was the wife of Kevin, the Lost Bunny of the Apocalypse. She succeeded him in the U.S. Senate. And so running for president, she seemed to be the natural character, and it worked. I thought it worked out really well. Trump, I don't know. I mean, there may be some other metamorphoses I haven't tried yet.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to find out what you're going to do.
It is. You never know.
No, you don't.
Hey, listen, thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up, you can check us out at WGN Plus. And thanks to the people here at WGN and Michael Heidemann.
Michael!
Yeah, Mike! Who does exist. One of these days.
He's got this nice beard.
He does. He just grew a manly beard. He's a handsome, handsome man anyway. So he could do pretty much anything. Maybe a Fu Manchu.
Maybe not that. No one can really do that.
But if anyone can pull it off, it's Michael.
That's true.
Just saying. Anyway, so thanks for all the work. Or you can subscribe at WGN Plus, or you can go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to keep up with what Carmen and Winslow are up to, you can go to gocomics.com/prickly city. And if you want to, and leave a comment, and we might read it on the podcast. Or you can even email us directly at pricklycity@gmail.com. I think that about covers it, right?
That's it.
That's it. Until next time, we'll see you in the fun papers.